welcome to Dunking Biscuits podcast, providing etiquette for modern times. My name is Grace, and with me is our school holiday version of Emma.
Woo! I wish she was more exciting. But it is. I weirdly had very little sleep last night, but held a brunch at my house at 9 a.m. where I made pan-fried tomatoes in basil and oil, mushrooms with garlic, thyme, and butter, because what else goes with mushrooms?
Obviously.
And scrambled eggs, crispy bacon. Goat's cheese. My friends bought smash avo, fancy juice, and pastries, and it was just really good.
Oh my god, what a time.
Yeah, so these are people I work with and I don't see because we work different days. Or they're just in different parts of school. I just never see them. So
yeah.
We're very good friends, but we just don't see each other at work anymore. So we have to see each other outside of work. But it was really nice. And we just had good yarns and yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like tomorrow I'm spending the day with one of my closest friends that I work with, but I've barely seen it for the past 9 weeks. Yeah. So I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah. All good things. Yes. Obviously, good how news. Are you? Oh, I can ask how you are as well, like, you know.
Yeah, politely. I'm good. It felt nice today knowing that other people had work and I didn't. Because, I feel like the first 4 days of the holidays, like, it's been Easter, so nobody's had to go to work. Like, nobody, like, unless you're working, like, I don't know, hospitality industry and stuff like that. No one I'm really friends with had to work recently.
Yeah.
And so today, when it was like, oh, I'm going to stay in bed.
It's totally
and
been I did worth the thing, that horrible 9 weeks.
And I did the thing that I do every holidays, which I always say, don't do it next holidays. You know how much you hate this. So I don't know if it was happening over your side of the city, but we had like torrential rain like all night.
Yes.
Like it woke me up at like 2 a.m. and it was crazy. Like I fully expected, like we had floods probably 18 months ago around here, and I fully expected that to be happening again this morning when I got up. But strangely, like, there was puddles and stuff everywhere, but it was fine. But when the alarm went off this morning for Jack to go to work, I was like, I'll get up with Jack's alarm and I'll go for my run. And I could just hear, it was just like this light trickle, like it would have been nothing. So I was like, well, it's raining, I'm not going to go for, I'll run this afternoon. I hate afternoon running. I hate it with an absolute passion. Anytime I leave the house after 9 a.m. for a run, I have a really bad time. And I just, every holidays I do it. I'm like, I'll just run this afternoon. And it's just the worst. So I've already ticked off my holiday afternoon run. I will not be doing it again for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, anyway. Look, I do like a morning run, but I also don't mind an afternoon run. So no. I just don't like, I don't like midday runs. Like when people run in their lunchtime, I'm like,
no, it's as soon as I eat anything.
Yeah.
Like, I went out for brekkie with a friend this morning, had brekkie at 11, didn't eat anything. Okay, I had one Easter egg between 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And still, my belly felt like lead. Mm. I was like, oh God, something's going to come out. I don't know which end. I feel heavy and yuck. And so I just don't know why I do every holiday, so I'll go for an afternoon run and get home and hate it.
Just not worth it. Just not worth it.
It's not.
Yeah, I think just gonna be understandable in the fact that you're not an evening runner. You're just a morning runner. Just acknowledge it, and that's just who you are.
Thank you. Anyway, do you have a good news story?
I do. It's a bit wordy, so bear with
me. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Try my best.
So obviously from Good News Week _ Movement from
classic
Instagram. So the heading says, CAR, as in C-A-R, T-cell therapy, achieves near-complete tumour regression in brain cancer after 5 days. So the New England Journal of Medicine published findings for the Mass General Cancer Council clinical trial of a novel treatment that helps dramatically shrink brain tumours in patients. Phase 1 of the clinical trial, so obviously very early stages.
Yes.
At Mass General involved a new cell therapy given to patients with reoccurring, apology of my medical, I'm going to say glioblastoma. MRI scans for all three patients showed significant shrinkage in the size of their tumours. These results are exciting, but they are also just the beginning. They tell us that we're on the right track in pursuing a therapy that has the potential to change the outlook of this intractable disease. says the director of the cellular immunotherapy program at the hospital. The trial tests, the trial tests a new approach, which is the CAR T cell therapy, which in a way is to get immune cells called T cells to fight cancer, with the patient showing dramatic and rapid regression. So according to the American Cancer Council Society, this type of treatment can be very helpful in treating some types of cancer, even when the other treatments are no longer working.
Wowee.
Yeah. What a time. Wow.
Science is so cool.
Yeah. I just find it's wild that, like, obviously we have more cancers than ever. That's the negative side of things. But the treatment that they're doing is so, like, advanced and, like, teaching cells how to do things is just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah. And people working behind that are so smart.
Yeah.
And just...
Thank you. Thank you for the research. I'm sure there's many times where it has failed and you feel like the end...
Giving up it's too hard.
But we appreciate the effort that you put into it. And
so good.
I'm just... Yeah. It's just amazing. So that's the good news. Good news is...
That's great news.
Medical advancements, which, you know... helps everybody. So, Grace, what is your weekly win or whinge?
Going for a win this week. Had my negative outburst last week with my passport debacle.
Yeah.
My win this week was, it was obviously Easter, which probably is a time for families. Catch up with family and whatever. Jack and I just kind of hunkered down and spent the weekend with each other. It was really nice.
Yeah.
So we did like a day trip to Lawn, which is kind of along the Great Ocean Road, if you're not from Victoria, so super beautiful part.
So you just spent the morning?
So we left Friday morning, and just Jack, because he's never been there, so he's never driven along the Great Ocean Road, which I hadn't realised, so probably could have organised something sooner. but anyway, so we drove to Lawn, which I don't think, because we're this side of the city, we don't have to cross the city, it only takes us about 2 hours to get there.
So good.
Yeah, so super, super lucky. Yeah, went to like a waterfall and like did like a little walk, and then Jack obviously made us a picnic because I'm not going to do that, he is. And then we like just sat around for ages like at this one spot, ate our picnic, went to another place, and then just came home. Stopped off at the lighthouse from Round the Twist, if you have seen that show, because once again, Jack hadn't seen it, so I was like, well, we have to stop.
No, you say not seen the lighthouse, but he knows the show, right?
He knows the show, we had to stop, so that was really, really nice. And then Sunday we had like another date day where we went out for lunch to a place in Richmond, and then went to the footy to watch his team, which they unfortunately lost, which nearly every time we go and see them they lose, so it's really bad. But the next time they play in Melbourne, they're playing one of the bottom teams, so I'm like, surely we go to that game and they win. Surely. Come on. But then I also went to the footy on Saturday with a friend of mine to see my team. And we won, so that was really good. So yeah, I just had a really nice weekend. And then like Easter Monday, I just went full sloth. Oh. I actually got up on my alarm and off, went for a run, went to Pilates, and then just sat. And it was good.
For the average person, that doesn't sound like slothing, but okay.
Like, I was on the couch from like 11 o'clock onwards.
What was your viewing pleasure?
I was actually reading for the most of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm in a book club with three friends, and... I hadn't started the March book until last Wednesday, but I got through it because it was like a murder mystery whodunit, so it like had me hooked. So it was like, it was an easy read to do in a few days.
Oh, love that.
So yeah. Perfect. Yeah, it was good. How about you?
That sounds so good. My weekly wind is today. So first day of school holidays, like you mentioned, and our beautiful children were in daycare. So
it was pretty nice.
I dropped them off. I went back to past the shop, got all the stuff for brunch that I had with my friends. And after they left, I attempted to go back to sleep because I was exhausted from not sleeping. And that didn't happen, so I was like, okay. So Jeff and I just sat on the couch and watched The Gentleman, which is on Netflix at the moment. Really enjoying that. It's a Guy Ritchie style. And
Jack loves Guy Ritchie. It's just not me. So I'm going away this weekend, and Jack's like, oh, I can watch The Gentleman. I was like, yep, good.
It's real. It's, if you like Guy Ritchie, it's very good. Like, I quite like his style. Yeah. And then I booked myself in for an hour massage this afternoon, and then I picked up the kids afterwards. And it was so good. And I just want to point this out. So I have been there before and I got a male masseuse and like it was fine. There was no issues whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I couldn't quite relax the way that I normally can. And I don't know why that is, but I was just like, I don't know. I just didn't feel as comfortable, I guess. And he was super nice. He like did the same that everybody else has done previously, but for whatever reason, I just couldn't relax. Anyway, I rang and booked and I said, oh, can I please have a female masseuse? And they're like, yeah, all good. Anyway, I get in there and they're like, oh, this way. And this lady guided me into the room. I'm like, sweet. Don't have to remind them. That's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I get down and I've, you know, in my undies and I've just got the towel over me or whatever. And I hear someone come in.
Oh, no.
And it's a guy. And I was like, And you know what I did? I'm super proud of myself because I feel like generally women apologize a lot. Things
So say
and my daughter has started doing it. She says sorry a lot, even though she's not actually needs to say sorry for things. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to not apologize where not needed. So instead of saying, oh, I'm sorry, I asked for a male masseuse. I said something along the lines of, on the phone I made a booking for a female masseuse.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, of course. And he left and someone came in and I said to the lady, I said, there's nothing against him. I just said, I just don't feel as comfortable. It's always relaxed.
Yeah.
And she's like, all good. And then I was all good. And the thing is, I did not apologize for something that is important to me. So I felt really empowered.
Yeah, that's so good.
So I felt good. I was having a massage and I was super relaxed. And so I was like, just feeling really like feeling myself and and it was just really nice. And it was just a very standard place that you would go to, nothing flashy. Yeah. And it was just wonderful. It was really, really good.
So good.
And my back and my shoulders are feeling so much better. And I just hope that I have some sleep tonight to assist fully with recovery. Like, I've been chugging some water so my body can really recover from the massage. So I'm just like doing everything I can to make my body relax and ease into the holidays, because yes, it's school holidays, but we have children, so tomorrow they're with us and Mackenzie has a couple of sessions with some people, so we like it's Wednesday's like my business
tomorrow's
day.
A busy day,
so it's nice that Jeff will be there with us, but so I'm just like, all right, eased into it, took the day slow. Had like brunch with some friends, got my massage. I've been asking and like trying to get it like in time for like weeks. So it's just been it was such a cruisy day, which I think was really needed.
And good on you for speaking up, because that's such a thing. Like, I definitely would have said, oh, I'm sorry, but
I tried very hard.
You should feel.
Because I've really noticed that Mackenzie does it a lot. Like, if I'm pulling a chair out and it gets her, I've pulled the chair out and hits it. She's, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, you don't need to be
sorry.
You're
right.
Anyway, so I'm just trying to, put out into the world that I feel like she should be, her actions should reflect. So.
Yeah. No, that's so good.
Yeah.
Go you. What a day.
Yeah. Wins. Wins, wins, wins.
So, one thing that I love getting done, and it's definitely not a necessity, it is definitely a treat that not everyone does, is I, now that I don't play organized sport, I always have my nails done. So I've got them at the moment.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's just something that I'm a chronic nail chewer. So when I don't have them done, I've just got like little stumps and it's painful. It looks really gross. So it's also, a medical thing.
Yeah.
Is what I tell myself as I book it and spend the money. I love getting my nails done, and so do a lot of people, but I thought maybe we could go through some do's and don'ts for getting your nails done. Cool. So what I've done is I have found some do's and don'ts from a couple of different websites, because they offered a few different things, and some of them I agree with and I'm like, yep, 100%, and then some I'm like, I like to do that. So I'll start with the do's,
please.
So the first one, I feel like it's pretty obvious. Do make an appointment, especially if you're going in like a peak hour. So I'll make an appointment anytime, just because I'm very anal and I like things to be organized.
Yeah. we love a type A personality. Let's do it.
Exactly. And especially if you're going like on a Thursday or a Friday night, they're definitely the busiest because people want them done before the weekend, da 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 da. So do make an appointment, because even though I've never been to a nail place that doesn't accept walk-ins,
mm-hmm.
I just kind of feel like if you walk in and be like, oh, I've got an appointment, you're definitely, you're sat down a bit earlier, you're just made a bit more of a priority.
You looked after.
And because my nail place is right near my Pilates place, oh my God, I sound like such a tool. But anyway, what I'll normally do is I'll either like go like nails into Pilates or Pilates into nails, depending on whatever. And so, yeah, so I like it to be like organized and succinct. Yeah. The next thing, do know what you want. I kind of like agree with that, like the type of nail you want to get, like if you want to get like an S&S or an acrylic or something, but I walk in being like, I'm going to get yellow nails, and then I'll walk out with like blue. So
I think a direction is probably the best, like a direction you want to go. Yeah.
Yes. Do communicate any issues politely. I definitely agree with this, because like it happens sometimes they'll accidentally cut you and something
got,
like that. Like
nails, like they've got clipper nails and they've got scissors
and like files and stuff like that. Like, I've been cut a few times, and, like, it's never a big deal. They're always a lot more apologetic than it probably needs to be. But I have noticed that sometimes if they do cut you, you get that finger for free. So, you know, sometimes it's not the worst thing.
Can I sidebar here with a cut finger story? I got my fingernails done. I don't know why I was getting them done, some reason. And, because I never get them done. And they cut me, and it bled pretty bad, like as in they had to get like a paper towel for my hand because it was a lot of blood. And where I was sitting was kind of to the side, but I could sort of see the conversation going down the line of what had happened and what they were trying to do without sort of alerting other clients. And so anyway, it was on my pinky, and she had accidentally nipped the side, like right, like where the nail leaves the human body, whatever that part's called.
The little overhang bit.
And but she, and it was a doozy. And anyway, so she couldn't actually do that nail for like ages because it was just so much blood. And I said to her, I'm like, it's fine. And you could just see in her face that she was like, it's not fine. Like this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, this is a bad one.
I'm okay. Like, it's, it will stop bleeding. It's just
$5 off. It's okay.
It's okay. Anyway. Poor lady.
Oh no.
Like the supervisor came over and everything. I was like, it's okay. It's all fine. Yeah. Anyway.
The next one is do cancel if you can't make it. 100%. It's the same as everything. Like if you couldn't make a doctor's appointment, you would cancel it. And even though it's probably not as high stakes, it's still just respectful of their time because they're expecting you to come in, which means they might turn someone away or whatever. Like,
And I think also it just shows respect to that person as well. Like, you know, their time is valuable. Like, you understand that.
Yeah. And, like, I, like, just book mine through Facebook Messenger.
Mm.
Like, it's not a very formal service. Mm-hmm. But even a few times I've had to cancel, I just go through and there's a little cancel option there. So definitely like you would anywhere else.
Yeah.
This next one is something I definitely don't do, but I might take it into consideration when I go on my next European getaway in September, is, so this is still a do, but it's like, it starts with a don't.
Okay.
So it's like, don't be ashamed of your less than perfect feet. Okay. And cause I don't really show off my feet that often, ever really. Love a sneaker.
Yeah.
Because I've got ugly runner's toes. Like my pinkies kind of sit under everything. Like they're just kind of like, ugh, gross. So I never really have my toes out, which means I never have my toenails done.
Yes.
But it just says here, like, don't worry about your stubby pinky toe or your prickly legs. With the amount of people they see every day and across their careers, they won't even really notice you. And it's like, you kind of got to remember that. It's the same, like the first few times I went and got a massage, I was so like, oh my God, I've got to take my top off.
Yeah.
And now it's like, woo, whatever.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
I would say that I have possibly one of the worst feet that I've ever seen on a human.
Yeah.
And my feet split easily. I've got some sort of, this is like, you know, one of those things, honesty, like an honesty system here. I'm just being wild. Like I have like this fungus on my toe and stuff. And to the point where I've actually stopped getting, because I used to get my feet done quite ready because it actually helped them be better. but yeah. I don't go anymore because they, like, couldn't cut one of my nails because it's so thick, like, because of the stuff on it. And I, like, I'm using stuff, like, I'm using things to try and fix it, but it's a slow process. It's not something that's fixed in, like, a 2-3 weeks. It's, like, months and months of work. And even, like, I could tell that they're talking about my feet to other people. And I'm just, like, acknowledging the fact is I can't help it. If I wanted my, if I could make my feet beautiful, why, I'm not, I wouldn't be coming here.
Yeah, I'm not choosing these toes.
This is why I'm come to this place, so you can help me, because I'm, like, I need the assistance. And so that's how I would look at it, is, like, you know, like, don't be embarrassed. There are worse feet, aka mine. And, but just be mindful that, you know, as long as you're being, like, health conscious, like, I know that the stuff that's on my toes is not something that can be passed around.
Yeah, it's not like a fungus.
It's not one of those things that can be, like, what? Jeff and I have shared a shower for years. We share the same nail clippers. He hasn't never got it. So it's something to do with my feet. Anyway, so I'm just saying, like, as long as you are safe, right? Like, you're clean, your feet are clean enough that they're safe enough for someone else to go to. It's fine. They won't remember it after a week. It's all good.
And my final do is be specific. And this is something definitely the first few times I got my nails done, I was like, yep, that's fine, and walk away and be like, ah, damn it. Whereas now I feel like I get a bit...
You didn't say something when something happened?
No, I know. Now I feel like I'm a bit nitpicky where I'm like, no, that shape's not good.
Yeah.
Can you please fix that? Like, always polite about it, but like, because it's something like I only get my nails done once a month, so I have to have them for a month.
I think it's being assertive in what you want.
Yeah.
Not aggressive.
Yeah. And just specific.
Yes.
So they're my do's. And so I feel like I do most of those. Well, I did skip one do, and that was tip generously, because these...
I saw it on every website. I'm like, we live in a country, we don't do that.
No. So my next one, I mean, this just is the Dunkin' Biscuits spirit, if nothing else. Don't show up late, obviously.
Come on, guys.
It goes without saying. Yeah. You wouldn't show up late anywhere else. If you're decent, you know what I mean?
It's respectful.
Yeah. The next one is don't use your phone excessively, which I feel like sometimes I think it's okay if you're getting your feet done because you don't use your feet to hold your phone. And so, like, I've seen people, like, sometimes, like, are watching Netflix while they're getting their feet done and stuff like that. And I don't mind that. It's kind of like a bit of a, as long as you're still able to, like, hear and respond if they're asking you a question. Yeah. I take my headphones, but I only ever put one in so I can listen to a podcast. So that way I can still hear if they're talking to me. But obviously if you're getting your hands done, that's annoying. It's like, don't constantly have your phone in your hand and be like, oh, I've got to swap hands now. Like, I kind of like to sit my next to me. I make sure all my podcasts are like queued up, so I've got more than enough to get me through the appointment. Just so that way I'm not kind of like sitting on it. And it also helps that my nails, like, the suburb I get my nails in is a dead spot for reception. So I also don't really get that good a reception when I go as well. So it's kind of nice.
I think also just be in the moment. I think, you know, trying not to be on your phone all the time. Like,
yeah.
And learn to be a bit bored, I think, is something else that people aren't very good at. So if that's, if that's an opportunity for you to practice that, do it.
Do it. This next one I don't agree with is don't bring outside food or drink. Food, I agree with. If you're getting your nails done, same as phone. You don't have your hands free. But quite often I'll grab a coffee and then go and get my nails done, and it's fine. I take my rubbish with me.
I think it's the smell factor. There's enough smells going on in there. You don't need to bring in a smelly sandwich or just smelly food.
No, I definitely get that. But a skinny cap, I'm going to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not opposed to that. I think that's fine. And some people, you're in there for a long time. Like, it's, needed some water.
The next one, I feel like you kind of alluded to, is don't ignore health and safety practices. So if something seems off, like, if it's not necessarily, like, you don't think it's been cleaned properly or something like that, like, ask them to, like, oh, sorry, could you grab some different clippers or something, like... It's like, once again, it's your fingers. Like, you do a lot with your hands every day. And then the next one kind of goes back to phones again, but this is from the other website, is don't talk on the phone.
Oh, man.
And so I think that's different to, like, scrolling or, like, watching a Netflix or something.
So terrible.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'd love to hear the conversation.
Yeah, I love eavesdropping. Trust me, more than the next person.
But it has to be good content. And if it's not, yeah. I don't want to be hearing about what your plans are for the weekend. I want to hear what your plans happened on the weekend and what it was terrible.
I only talk on the phone if you've got a Monday appointment and it was a juicy weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, as well, like, it just can be a bit distracting. Like, my place I go to, they always just have music playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of nice because a lot of the times when I go, it's like usually like Taylor Swift or something akin to that.
Perfect.
And yeah, so I don't really need to hear
your conversation.
Yeah. So I've only got two more.
Yep.
And the next one is, don't leave before your nails are dry. Mm-hmm. And so just sit there for an extra few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just wait. Because if you walk out and you ruin a nail,
it's just time. There's so much time. That you spent there. Just spend the extra time. Yeah.
And it's literally like they've got either the fans there or the little UV lights. Like, mm-hmm. they've got things to help you. And it's usually like a minute or two. So, mm-hmm.
No, I agree.
Just wait.
Just, yeah.
And the final thing, which I found really interesting, is don't trim your nails before your appointment. So, according to nail specialists, when people do trim their nails, they do them too short, and so there's nothing there for people to work with. And so, just leave them.
Interesting. Because they're gonna... I would never cut my nails before I would go to a nail salon.
It's like the opposite. Like, I always clean my teeth before I go to the dentist, yeah. but, like...
Yes.
Never.
No, because that's the service. I think dentists, you kind of want to prove that you're not disgusting.
Yeah.
Or at least once you want them to make things look beautiful. I don't know. It's a weird concept. But I've got a few other things to add.
Okay.
Obviously, be polite, like you said.
Yeah.
This one I find so bizarre because I don't know if it's just the way that I think or is it just... Anyway, it's rule says shower before getting a pedicure. Isn't that what that bath is for your feet?
Yeah.
Like, so... You don't need to. I don't.
That's weird. Wrong? No, I feel like you're wrong. It's like also, like I usually go after work, and usually when I'm in there, there's other people who have just come from work, and yeah. So I would never.
But, yeah. So it says
maybe the person who wrote
would,
this didn't
would you
have
want
the bath.
Someone's dirty feet, sweaty feet in front of your face all day? And I was like, what? They've been soaking. And then those little foot tubs help, but even dermatologists recommend you scrub your feet with real soap to prevent odor. So like, if you've been in your shoes all day, you're gonna have some sort of odor. I'm like, but there's soap in there, is there not?
Yeah. Like, no, anyway. That one's silly.
Yep. The next one's get off your phone, obviously. Turn off your text alert sounds or like your phone alert sounds.
Oh, people should just do that anyway.
I don't know why you have that on anyway.
Jack has his on. I've lasted 2.5 years in a relationship with someone who has their phone on loud.
What is this? Is he from our generation? I know I'm a little bit older than you, but like still.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, his phone, loud.
The next one, it says keep personal conversations personal. So if you're going there with a friend and they have some juicy story that's not PG-13... maybe don't talk about it in public arena because it's not really necessary.
Unless you're willing to take questions.
Yeah. Can I just ask about
where
you met this person?
Was this the first red flag or had there been others? Just
And if you're not sitting next to your friend, don't shout across.
Oh God, no.
Do like the awkward wave to get their attention. Yeah. Like that's just you just or send them a message. They're gonna have their phone on them. They might not be.
I've only been once with a friend to get my nails done, and it was like, I was getting my fingernails done, she was getting her toes done, so we weren't even sitting together, and just, like, that was literally the first time I ever got my nails done, and I have not done it since. Like, it is such a me activity.
Yeah.
I think if I was, like, in a bridesmaids group or something, like, that would be
a bit
different.
Actually, that's the last time I got my nails done. I was trying to think when I was our wedding. That's probably when I got it last done.
But, yeah, but, like... If a friend's like, do you want to go get your nails done? I'd be like, let's just go for a coffee.
Yeah.
Because, like, chances are our nail schedule probably isn't synced up. I might be only 2 weeks in.
No.
Like, nah.
So the next one is mind your space. So obviously, if you come from work or you have a bag with you, just be mindful where your bag is because those places are pretty cramped as it is.
Yeah.
Just make it comfortable for as many people as possible. The other thing that I read, which I found super interesting because... I would not even contemplate this. It says, do not bring your kids.
100%.
Because it's a place where people go to relax.
Yeah.
And it's not a place for your kids to be hanging out and playing a video game while you
get yours. It's so boring for your kids.
Oh, they have to have some device. There's no way they can sit there and just be there. And they, and obviously, without saying, if they're getting some treatment done or they're getting their nails done, obviously, yes.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I do see, like, a mum with her child, and, like, her child will get to pick, like, a nail colour, and then, yeah, like, the people will do their nails, but that takes 5 minutes, and then the kid's got to sit there for the other hour.
so now what do I do now?
Now we just all wait together.
Yeah, so I think it's just, I mean, pretty standard stuff. Being respectful, understanding. I think also understanding the time it takes to get nails done so you don't feel rushed. Is it important?
I always allow at least an hour, and even then sometimes it's longer.
Yeah, it's just, like, and that way you don't put pressure on yourself and the nail specialist, because they want to do a good job.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want you to leave.
Yeah.
Like, with bad nails.
No, and I would say if you're lucky enough or bougie enough that you have your own personal stylist that does certain particular nails, and they come to your house and they do all that stuff, I think building that rapport with that person and building that relationship and supporting her business or their business as best you can is important to them. So if that's something that you can do for them, move forward with that.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it's, as I said, it's a treat that I definitely don't mind indulging in at the mo.
So good. I would love to do it more, but I play netball on Monday nights, and it's just really not working.
No, I filled in last year a couple of times for a friend's netball team, and I had to wear gloves, and I'm just like, nope, not about it.
Yeah,
like,
gloves.
Would rather just run and go to Pilates at the moment.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Fair enough. That's how it works.
So that's,
I think we'd do it.
Yeah, same. Good. I mean, it's a pretty simple concept.
Yeah.
Not breaking any.
No.
Kind of.
But it's good to rehash, because I think sometimes people might forget and they get stuck.
Yeah, we'll get a bit comfortable.
Yeah, a bit too comfortable.
Yeah. Well, enjoy your first full week of school holidays.
Will do, will do. And yourself.
Woohoo! Alrighty.
Bye.
I'll see you next time. Bye.